Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome you guys to Safe Space with Kim and Croy. We've had some really great questions from all of you this week. So let's just dive right into it.
Yeah.
Should you not let your partner go and do things on their own out of simple fear they'll find somebody else? Natalie's mom seems to think so.
That's kind of weird, though. I'm going to say no.
We transcribed her voicemail because I don't know that we should play her voice.
Yeah. She didn't want to be recognizable,
right,
per se.
So here is the voicemail. Hi, Kim and Corey. My name is Natalie, and I'm such a fan of your show and your family. I love the dynamic that you guys have. I've noticed that Corey is always with you, and I love that. Me and my fiance are always going everywhere, anywhere, from massages to date night, anything. And we have a 4-year-old daughter, and I love it. I see that you and Corey do the same, and I adore you guys as a couple. One thing that I've always done is given my fiance some leeway to go off and do his own thing, but my mom thinks it's a bad idea. She thinks that it's best to keep him always around and not give him time to do other things by himself where he can potentially meet another woman. What are your thoughts on this? I love your show. I love your kids. Everything about your show. Thank you, Natalie.
Terrible idea.
I think your mom maybe had some issues in the past that made her think this way.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing. You can't control anybody, right? I also believe in you'll be where you need to be and with whoever at different points in your life, or maybe the same one for your whole life. I believe that you cannot control somebody. You cannot make somebody not do something, or you can't make somebody do something. Like, they're their own person. Corey and I are together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We weren't together for like 5 years during holidays due to the NFL. You know, their schedule's like rigorous and crazy. I was filming 2 shows. Like, so we weren't always together. So I think that's why we're always together now. Remember the Housewives of Atlanta, when I went back on season 10, made fun of me because Corey would pick me up. I would drink wine at these events and Corey would pick me up. Did they want me to call a fucking Uber? I don't know. But they were like, ha ha, Corey picks her up. Like, ha ha, bitch, where's your husband? Not with you.
Right.
So anyways.
The local car wash.
Right. I think your mom should keep her opinions to herself. I think that you should release that fear that your mom has and not bring it into your own relationship. I think that if your fiance was to go meet somebody else, there's really nothing that you can do anyway. So holding them hostage, per se, is definitely not the answer.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm just going to highlight that and basically say, look, I would have a conversation with your mom and say, look, you know, thank you for your advice, but here's where I stand and here's where me and my husband stand. And we have a very open and communicative relationship. I trust him. If he wants to be with you all the time, then of course be with each other all the time. You know, like if he, but he's like, hey, you know, sweetie, I want to go golf with my boys and just get away for a minute. Say, okay, great. Have fun. You know, like have a great day. And that is because, like Kim said, you cannot control anybody. The minute that you start to try to control somebody, you're setting up a recipe for disaster. You're going to start to erode the relationship. You're going to start to erode the trust. You're going to start to erode a lot of things.
I'm going to tell you a story, though. I was 7 months pregnant with Ariana and married. And my ex had a golf. It's funny that you brought up golf. Otherwise, I would have not thought about this.
Huh.
But they had a golf where they take their best clients. He was in sales and they take their best clients golfing with,
sure,
like the office staff or whatever.
Yep.
So they went golfing somewhat close to the house or whatever. I don't think there was hours, but I remember it just being later than what I would have thought that he would have gotten home. And I just did not feel right. And I'm very, very psychic. I just did not feel right. And he was a very honest person. And I was like, dude, you seem fucking weird. And something just doesn't seem right. Like, what the fuck is the deal? It was pretty quiet or whatever. And so time went on or whatever. It's when I smoked my cigarettes. So I was outside smoking my cigarette. Fucking miss my cigarettes. You guys know that I still have cigarettes in my fridge for the last 9 years or something like that.
Absolutely disgusting.
In case I ever want to smoke a cigarette again.
I think can a cigarette get freezer burn? Because yours,
Brielle was just opening the fridge to all her friends this past weekend. Like, do you know my mom's a lunatic? She carries these from like house to house and like has kept them in the freezer. But anyways,
we should go at least buy you a new pack and swatch them out.
No, it's like mental. It's mental. I don't know what the hell it is. I feel like I haven't smoked because I know they're there. Once they're gone, I'm gonna start fucking smoking again.
I'm gonna put a new pack in there in case you someday want to pull one out.
So I was outside smoking my cigarette, and he came out, and he was like, "Well, I fucked up today. One, I did a drug," and he's 30 years old and never done a drug in his life. "And two, I fucked around with this girl. She was like super aggressive. It was the secretary at the office. She was super aggressive."
Okay, so did she assault him by being that aggressive?
He just said she was like being aggressive or whatever. Yeah. And because he did do cocaine, and just to be honest, and he's never done a drug in his life at 30. Right. His family has a very bad history of drugs, so he never like touched it.
Right.
So he just was like, it's the weirdest thing ever. I've never, you know, obviously, you know, I've never done cocaine or whatever.
But so can a girl assault a guy?
I think that she was pretty aggressive because I'll tell you this. About a week and a half prior, there was a company party at my girlfriend's house. She owned the company. She wasn't my friend at the time. We became friends after all this happened. But and this same girl, we had like name tags on. And so it said my name and his name. And then this girl, the secretary, like, his tag was like lifting off his shirt or whatever.
Yeah, it was like peeling
and
off.
She like pushed it down or whatever.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, her husband owned the company, was like, "Really, bitch?" And I was like, "Oh, whatever. Like, I don't care."
Yeah.
And so, but maybe like she was already trying shit because it was right in front of me. But I was like 7 months pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
So at that point in time, it was over. I just know myself. I know, first of all, I don't want to deal with drugs. And he actually, we haven't seen or spoken 18 plus years.
Yeah.
He's had a life of crime, crack,
Just
unbelievable. Yeah. All from that, not from that one. I mean, he made the choice, but that's where it started.
Yep.
He ended up having a child with this person and then left her as well.
Yep.
And my point with all of this and sharing all of this with you guys is I was the only divorced person in my family. Like, my brother's been with his wife since they were 15 and 13. My parents have been married like 45 years or something crazy. Everybody's still married, you know? Like, so when I called my parents to tell them what happened, they were like, I want out, I'm done. And my dad was like, okay, we'll make it happen. And I was very surprised because I thought they were going to be like, you know, this is not what we do. We were Italian Catholic and this is, you know, so it was very tough, 7 months pregnant. And we had just bought the house in January. And so he just started making like decent money after not making very much money for a couple years and me working all the time. And so it was very trying, but I will tell you that kind of made me for a period of time feel, I knew this person for many, 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 many years. And it makes you kind of feel like, oh my God, like, cause I feel like I guess he worked during the day all the time. So we weren't like together from till probably 5:30 every day.
You had no technology back then either. I'm talking like cell phones or tracking or, you know, like, you didn't have that.
I got my first cell phone at 22, so I definitely have one then, I feel like...
But like not
like
smartphones.
For a year. Right. Texting wasn't even a thing.
Right, smartphones, social media, Instagram, all, you didn't have any of that technology.
Right. So, you know, I think that your mom is saying that for the reason I just gave you. But I will tell you this and follow it up with this. It was the best thing that could have ever happened to me in my life. So at the time... And for probably a year afterwards, I would have told you, no, like, this is tough. This whole thing, I had a baby with my mom in the delivery room. It was definitely not easy. It was the best thing that happened to me. So it taught me a couple things. And the biggest lesson that I pulled and learned from that was I'm exactly where I need to be, where I'm at right now, this moment. Like, you will end up wherever you need to be. One way or another. I should have probably left that relationship prior to that, to be honest.
But I bet you
can't force stuff either.
Right. I bet had you left prior, you might have gone back and forth and back. It might have been a much different separation or whatever.
Drugs.
Right.
I've never done a drug in my life, you guys.
That was like a boom, it's done. Like, it's finite, it's over.
Not for him.
No, I'm saying
for
you.
So it was a problem for a period of time. And I just was like, no, like, I just can't get it out of my head. And that's the problem with, I think, my mind is I think and think and think and think and think. And I've been told that by every acupuncturist and doctor. And I just think and think and think. My brain's always thinking. But again, I go back to the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, I couldn't be more grateful. I ended up working two jobs. You know, I went back to work. Ariana was just 4 weeks old. I didn't even let my body recover from the delivery. He kicked me off his medical insurance. I was on state Medicaid when I delivered Ariana, which is funny because Dr. Hood, who delivered our four little ones, also delivered Ariana. I was telling him that I'm going through a divorce and I was devastated and so upset. And he's like, you're going to get through this. I promise you, we're going to get through this. Like, and I couldn't really eat my, you know, like when you're upset, I'm one of these people that can't eat. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can't eat. He's like, well, let's drink some Ensure. Like, let's try to do our best. And he was so good to me and so nice to me. And I was like, I'm on state Medicaid now. Like, he's like, that's fine. That's totally fine. I accept that insurance. Anyway, don't worry. We're going to figure it out regardless. Like, he was so nice to me that when we found out we were pregnant with KJ, his office was my first call.
Yeah.
And he delivered 5 out of my 6. And yep. Actually, Kane is named after him, Kane Wren. So anyways, this was a long little blurb, but I think regardless, let your husband do whatever he wants to do, because you know what? Like, you can't control somebody. They're going to do what they want to do.
No, and he should experience his life and you should experience your life. And those two lives, they come together in a marriage.
I don't even know why he's saying this, because this doesn't happen here.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, so people who aren't maybe like us or
well, we work together things, now, of course, too. So yeah. We work together, which I think.
And have a desire to maybe go out with the boys or do those things.
Croy came to the nail salon with me and Sean.
Yeah.
She's like, Croy's coming, right? I'm like, yep, he's coming.
And so
but he worked.
But so when they want to do their own thing, or even if you want to go do your own thing, that's totally fine. It's your life. You should live your life, and you should want to live your life to the best and fullest. Do what makes you happy. De-stress how you need to de-stress. Do those different things within the confines and the boundaries that you set up as your relationship. But what's really cool is that you then can share those experiences with your partner when you come home and tell them all about it. And say it was so exciting, or I hit a hole in one, or I hit under par on what, you know, and you share that experience, and then you reconnect with your partner, and it just builds a stronger relationship. It builds great boundaries. It builds great trust. It's a fantastic way. So never try to control somebody, because you're only going to stress yourself out and erode the marriage over time.
I agree with that.
All right. This one I think a lot of people can relate to, especially during this last year of being in a pandemic. I'm so tired of this pandemic. Like, it can just go. We can bury it 13 feet down. Like, toxic work environments and difficult people. When is enough enough? We have an anonymous message. They did not want to be known. So here we go. Hey, Kim and Croy, I'm hoping you're able to give me some advice. I'm currently in an outside sales rep position. One of the largest accounts that I have complains nonstop. I mean, literally about everything. I really try to be empathetic and listen, but it's literally 2 to 3 hours of going around the hamster wheel of the same issues. I'm a very solution-oriented person, so I was coming up with solutions for them, but it seems like they just don't care. They ignore suggestions, and they just want to complain and complain and complain and be difficult. I'm honest at the point where I don't know if I can continue to do business with these people because they complain so much. Obviously, I want to continue to grow my business, but I don't know where to draw the line in terms of all the complaining. I know everybody's under stress. It's a stressful time, but it seems like anything I do, whether it's empathetic, short with them, or whatever route I take, it's not helping. How do you handle very negative people and a toxic work environment? Is it better to just walk away or try to work through it? When is enough enough? Well, got a couple questions there, so let's handle the first one.
What's so crazy to me, it's the largest. Okay, so I'm currently in an outside sales. One of the largest accounts that I have complains nonstop. So like a large account, a successful person, all they do is complain.
Yeah.
I highly doubt they'll be successful for much longer.
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, it's weird what you're saying is, what? Why are you complaining? Yeah, like, we're a very solution-oriented couple too. Like, there's no, if you're sitting here complaining, then something's not getting achieved that could be getting achieved. Like, we just, if we encounter a problem, we find a solution and we move on. So, and that's with all of our businesses.
Sometimes I'm a little indecisive, be honest.
But no, you can't
but
be.
But you know, because I am a perfectionist with things, I just like, okay, wait, this or that. You know, like I can be a little bit indecisive, but definitely want a solution so I can move on.
Yeah. So first question, how do you handle very negative people and a toxic work environment? Well,
I fucking leave it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I don't think I cannot do it. It's probably, again, this is about going back to like maybe a sign.
Yeah.
Like I've been around negative people. They literally, I'll be in a great mood. They come into my house, dump their shit in my house, their negativity, their attitude. They don't even have to fucking say anything. They just carry it around with them and they leave and they're happy because they sucked my energy out. And now I'm pissed off.
Right.
So that's how it works. Yeah. So I can't be around those people.
Yeah. If you're in a position,
you can wear a third eye, like necklace or bracelet, mm-hmm. to block the energy from affecting you. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, if you're in a position of leadership where you can direct or group the team below you, then your first goal should be to promote a positive work environment, promote kind of the job credentials or you know, the job environment, and say, here's how we do things here, you know, positive attitude, these things, there's no complaining rule. If you have an issue, we're solution based, we don't complain and just be disgruntled, we communicate, all those things. You can set that up. If you're not, then I would take it to your team leader and say, hey, look, we have an issue, things down here are not as smooth as maybe you think they are. Can we find some solutions to either help this person out or separate ourselves from them? Because that's, if somebody is not helping the company get to their highest and best, all they're doing is pulling you down. And that is not what you want to do, because you want to get better. Is it better to just walk away or try to work through it? Well, I kind of answered that already too. Again, I would suggest trying to work through it, especially if they're a good worker. I would
turn it into a positive, you know. Yeah. I would turn it into a positive, like, it's pouring rain outside, I just can't fucking believe it, I hate the rain. It's like, well, you know what, the grass is getting watered and the flowers are too, and come up with something positive, it's romantic, maybe we can fucking watch a movie together, buddy, like, I don't know, like, just whatever.
Maybe like they're complaining about shipping times. Like shipping is taking 2 to 3 days. You could say, well, maybe that's out of our control or communicate things. But again, communication is key. Communicate that, hey, look, the way you guys are handling business is not how we handle business. And so we want to find some common ground here. So here's my suggestions for change. Here's my suggestions of maybe not so much complaining. Let's find some results. Let's listen to my feedback. I'll listen to yours, kind of deal.
No, she's sick of listening to theirs. That's what she's saying.
No, they're not giving feedback to me, right?
That's their feedback. It's fucking negative. I wouldn't let them get a word in edgewise. I'd just be like, you know what? It's a great day outside. So fucking beautiful. How's your day? It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would just go on and on and on.
Well, yeah. And so,
it gets exhausting, and I'm sure your energy is affected by it, and I'm sure, you know, that it's like dreadful. Like, oh my God. I mean, trust me, I have been in situations. I had a relationship with somebody, a female, okay, first of all, not like that kind of relationship, folks, but a business relationship.
Yes.
Super talented person, everything, you know, just a lot of fun, just we really connected, and things just got like crazy. Things were confusing. Things weren't being done like I thought. That things were being done that I didn't think were being done. And there was, I mean, it was just so chaotic. It consumed 18 hours of my day for months. And then I just realized that I am fucking drained. I can't do this like this anymore. I ended the relationship.
Right.
I'm sad because she was very talented, very talented. And I actually really like her as a person.
Yeah.
I just have 6 kids, many companies, like a lot going on to where I can't devote. And I caused some of it myself too.
Right, of course.
Like, you know, I would, all my little voice notes back and forth, and like, it was fun for so long. And then, I don't know, it is tough. I did end the relationship, and I don't necessarily know that it's ended forever. I just think at the time I needed a break.
Right. So I'll highlight that by saying, you know, being an entrepreneur or just even doing your job, whether it's a 9-to-5 or a sales rep or anything like that relating to this wonderful person's email, that can be very stressful at times, right? Like there are times where it's high stress, deadlines need to be met, production's got to be made, shipping, you know, all those different things. And so when you step back, big picture, and you say, is this person adding to the stress or are they relieving the stress? If they're adding to the stress, then they're definitely hindering the growth and they're hindering the smoothness and manifestation of the company. And then if you step back even farther and you say, okay, is this person costing us money? Are they costing us time? Are they costing us resources? What is this person costing us? And really the enough is enough comes when the negatives and what it costs you is far outweighing what your receiving, grossing, or netting from this person. And that's where you gotta cut it off, because if you don't, it could, I mean, they could pull your company down. They could, yep. they could put you under, before you know it.
There was a lot of financial stuff, the mistakes that were made on that part. Thank God it wasn't like crazy, but it was enough.
Right.
Like I said, like I think about her a lot because she is so talented, and we just really jived so well together on the creative yeah. side. But everything else at the time, it was just too chaotic. Yeah. And maybe this whole fucking COVID thing that I'm so over probably impacted, I think, all of our mental states. Like,
oh, for sure.
You know, and
for
so sure. who knows in the future? I don't count anybody out in the future, and who knows if our paths will ever meet again. But I definitely had to make the decision to, you know what, this is not working.
Again, step back.
And I haven't really found anybody to replace her.
Take that.
Which is another reason why I'm fucking not cutting right. her out.
But. Take that big picture look and just say, you know, if a person is not, you know, not enough can be said about a non-stressful work environment. And when things are non-stressful and they're on the positive spectrum of things, and that's happy, upbeat, exciting, creative, solution-based, all of that is heading in the right direction to get you to your ultimate goal and where you want to be with your company. Even if they're not costing you per se monetarily or resources or anything at the moment, they are costing you.
You can't put a price on your piece.
Frictionless.
You cannot put a price on your piece. Yep. I always say, like, get rid of people that rob you of your piece.
Yep.
You can't put a price on that. And it goes back to this lady too, where her mom's saying, like, don't let your husband go anywhere. If you feel like you don't have peace, if he's to leave the house, mm-hmm. if you don't have that peace, then you should probably reevaluate where you're at
yeah.
in your life. I yeah. think anybody that robs you of your peace is not worth being around. And I know it's a lot easier said than done, mm-hmm. but life is so fucking short.
It really is.
So anyways, you guys, if you want to send us an email, you can email us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or a text at 323-213-8100. Thanks, you guys, for tuning into this episode of Safe Space.
Stay safe, everyone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.